Hold on.
Hi, Janice.
Hold on 1 second.
Sure, no problem.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, John. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, Janice. Do you have, like, 30 minutes that we can...
I don't know about 30, but let's do it.
Okay, let's try to do our best. I'll try. I do... I don't have much data left over from our last conversation, so I have to kind of go back to where we were at. You do know this call is being recorded. This is about the Roundup lawsuit, and by talking, I know you want to see if you meet the criteria. I know from our last conversation you confirmed you did not have an attorney to help represent you, and you are willing to affirm under penalty that you have not gotten an attorney and you haven't signed documents under the law firm. Is that true?
Yes.
Still the case? Okay. And
yes.
Sadly, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Do you recall what subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you were diagnosed with? There's like 60 different types.
Diffuse B-cell lymphoma.
Okay, diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. And then have you had more than one diagnosis?
No.
Okay, that's good. One is enough, all right.
Uh-huh.
And then,
yeah.
And of course, you were the injured party, so you're filing a claim for yourself?
Yes.
And your diagnosis, that was after 2005? Sometime
yes.
Between now and 2005? Okay. And then what was the date of your diagnosis? Actually, I think I have that. October 15th,
2015? Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. And then you used the product at home, correct?
For residential purposes, yes.
Yes, that's right. And then this is where we are stumped. You couldn't think of the home address. And I'm sure you have it now.
I think it was 1670. I'm hoping that that's the right address, 1670 Kirkwood. I hope that's the right address. It was on Kirkwood Street in San Francisco.
Okay.
That's where I was living in 2015.
Okay. 1670 Kirkwood Avenue. San Francisco,
uh-huh.
94124?
Yes. Okay. How do you know that?
Well, I Googled it. I was able to pull it up from the internet.
Oh, so then the address was right then.
Yes, yes, that's good.
Okay.
Right. This question's about referrals. Do you know any other person that meets this criteria? They were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using Roundup?
I do. Why is that important?
Well, it's for referrals. Could you refer any person that meets the criteria to me if they haven't gotten
recommendation? I think they already did. But I don't know any. Let me see. I don't know of any other.
That's okay.
The one person that I'm thinking of, I think you guys already talked to him or something.
That's fine. If you do think of someone, you're welcome to have that person call me. And I got a few more questions I got to go through, so I know your time's limited. And you were between the age, you're over 18, but under the age of 80 when you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then how many years would you guess that you used Roundup for?
Well, I started using it in 2000.
And then when did you stop using it?
I stopped in October 2015.
Okay. So we're talking 15 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And during that 15-year period, did you spray Roundup personally for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm speaking to you on a cell phone, right? This is your smartphone?
Yes.
Okay. You're a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Have you ever had any of these illnesses in the past, HIV or AIDS, and autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, hepatitis B?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had an organ transplant?
No.
Okay. And then have you ever needed chemotherapy for cancer treatment other than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. Is there a history of cancer in your family?
No.
Okay. And then your injury was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Okay, now I get to gather your information. Let me see. I have, for your name, it's Janice, J-A-N-I-S.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last name is Hill, hyphenated, Bennett.
Well, I mean, yeah, but that's my married name. I'm no longer married, but my ID does say Janice Hill Bennett. So, yeah,
it,
that's fine.
It does? Okay.
Yeah,
and then,
it does.
Is there a suffix to your name, like junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No,
okay.
No.
And your gender is female?
Yes.
And you're no longer married, so are you divorced?
Yes.
Not remarried?
No.
Okay. The law firms, I'm going to be having you sign an authorization to release medical records to confirm the diagnosis, but I'll need to put your name on that that release along with your social. Could you provide me your social security number so I could put it on the authorization to release medical records?
My whole social?
Yes, please.
551-04-5331.
Thank you. 551-04-5331.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
And your date of birth, please?
7/1/57.
July 1st, 1957?
Yes.
Thank you. And then when did you first see any advertisement for Roundup and its lawsuit that connects your exposure to Roundup to your diagnosis? When did you first learn of advertising?
I don't know. I don't know. I saw it, you know, you see commercials and whatnot on TV and stuff, you know?
Okay. Okay. So,
it's been a while.
Would it be more than a year, or do you think it was in the past year?
Maybe in the past year, but it might have been more than a year, but I know definitely within the past year.
Okay, so I'll put, like, you saw a TV advertisement about a year from today's date, October 30th, 2023. Okay.
Right.
And then what is your height and weight, please?
I am 5'6", 172 pounds.
Okay, that's 5 feet 6 inches and 172?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I will send you the forms that I'll have you sign. I'll send you copies to your email address, but I'll need your email address.
Janice Hill, 55@comcast.net.
Okay. And let me just confirm I have that right. It's Janice, your first name, and it's spelled just like that. And then Hill, like your last name, H-I-L-L, 55@comcast.net.
Yes.
Okay, and I know I'm speaking to you on your cell phone. You've confirmed that. That number is area code 415-937-4806.
Yes.
Okay. And the law firm, we're not done. Even if I have you sign the agreement that because you meet the criteria, the last step is the law firm's going to want to speak to you to confirm that you did use Roundup in the past and you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And once they hear it from you and you've given them a verbal permission over the phone to submit the authorization for release medical records, then that means they'll take the case and work and then request medical records. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
That call from the law firm is going to happen sometime between now and the next 14 days. So I'll text you the name of the firms so that way you're aware, like, oh, I'm looking for a call from Pulaski Kirker. That's actually the name of the firm.
Okay. Right.
And what time of the day would be best for the law firm to reach you? Would it be evening?
Do they call in the evening? Yeah, they could call in the evening. That's fine. Yeah, because during the day, you know, I'm at work and I'm busy, you know?
Okay. Yes,
so,
I can tell.
So yeah.
Okay.
So in the evening, anytime after 5.
Okay, perfect. I put evening and contact you by phone. Now, what is your best guess of how many times per year you've used Roundup? Your best guess.
Oh, I don't know because twice a week, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know. I really can't say.
Would you, did you do it twice a week, but every week or just every other week or once a week
no.
a month? One
every
week a month? Every week,
every
okay.
Week. Mm-hmm.
And that's all seasons?
Yes.
Okay, so 2, 8 times 12. You're like using it more than 80 times in a year. Does that sound about right to you? Okay.
Yes, uh-huh.
And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And I think you said you started in 2000. Do you remember the month that you started?
I think it was like in February 2000.
February. I'll say February 1st, 2000. And then you stopped using it around the time you got diagnosed. Does that sound right?
Right. Yes. Okay. Yes.
And you were diagnosed October 2015.
Uh-huh.
So I'll say October 1st, 2015 is when you stopped.
You can say that. I stopped in October 1st because I was diagnosed October 15th, 2015.
Okay, very good. Okay, so I stopped using October 1st. And did you stop using Roundup because of health problems?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then you used it monthly, is that right?
Right.
And then did you apply it using a hand sprayer?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
I didn't. I did not.
That's okay.
I didn't know I was supposed to.
And then you did apply it at home. And how did you use it? Was it like
a spray?
Okay. Using a spray. Where did you use it at home? Was it a front yard, backyard?
Backyard.
Okay.
And I used to help a friend of mine. Because, you know, he did side jobs and whatnot, and so I would go with him and use it.
Okay, that's all right. It does ask me, can you estimate the size of the area that it was applied? So
I don't. I can't. I'm not good at that. No.
What's your best guess, though? Would you say 10 feet, 20 feet?
Let's say 10 feet.
Okay. I'm going to put... The question is, how did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied? Used at home in the backyard, covering an area approximately 10 feet.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we do know that you used this in a residential setting, and you did directly use the product at home. Okay, I put, how were you first exposed to Roundup? Directly used product at home for yard maintenance. And it was direct, meaning you sprayed it yourself.
Yes.
And because you sprayed it yourself, you were present 100% of the time that you used it?
Yes.
Okay. And then this question is as asking to estimate the number of exposures you've had in your lifetime. What's your best guess? I know. Boy, you used it about 80 times a year, and that was over a 15-year period. So we're talking like 1,500 times?
Yeah, you could say that. That's a lot.
It is, isn't it?
I should be a Walking Dead man.
I know. It comes out to be about 1,200 times a year. If I use 80 times a year.
That's kind of excessive, though, right?
What's that?
That's kind of excessive.
Yeah, it does seem a lot. That's why using it weekly,
yeah,
I thought...
Just put it down, just say weekly. Just say I did it weekly. You know,
yeah.
not every week. You know what I mean? Like once a month or twice a month, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, 12. If you use it once a month and there's 12 months a year times 15, that's roughly 180 times over that 15-year period.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And do you live near a water well?
No, I don't.
Do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicide, benzene,
no,
or Agent Orange? Okay.
No.
And then when you used the Roundup product, was it the concentrate or premix?
It was the concentrated.
Okay. And then do you recall where you purchased it most often?
I believe it was at Walmart in San Leandro.
Okay. And do you remember when you last purchased it?
No, I don't.
That's all right.
It's so long ago. No.
Purchased most often from Walmart in San Leandro, but unsure when last purchased.
Right. Well, it was called the Walmart Supercenter or something like that.
That's fine. And then do you have any purchase information that you could provide as evidence? For example, do you have store receipts, credit card receipts, any pictures, photographic evidence, or video evidence?
I'm sorry, I don't.
It's okay. That's fine. And do you have any Roundup in your possession?
Not anymore.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
That was so long ago. 19 years ago, I smoked.
How long did you smoke for?
I haven't. I don't know. Maybe 3 or 4 years.
Okay, I'll just put 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, are you currently employed?
I am.
Okay, I'll ask for the name of your employer and it's your job title.
Okay, so the name of my employer is called Home Rise. It's all one word. HOMERIS. And so the H is capitalized and the R is capitalized, but it's all one word. Home Rise.
Okay. Is that located in San Francisco?
Yes.
It's a community housing partnership, Home Rise? Okay.
Formerly known as Community Housing Partnership, yeah.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Are you sure you can Google anything these days?
I did. I Googled it because I have to ask for the address, and it's faster for me just to get it.
Yeah, 251 Post Street.
Yes, 251 Post Street, Suite 200.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This says, and it asks for, and then what's your job title there?
I'm a supervisor.
Thank you. Very good. Mm-hmm. Have you lost any time from work while undergoing treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay. And have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
I have.
Okay. And can you provide me just rough details, a rough explanation of the
I hurt term. Myself at work. I hurt
okay.
myself at work.
Okay.
I hurt. I had like five separate injuries on the job that I was working at the time.
Was it a workman's comp or was it a disability claim?
It was workman's comp.
Okay.
And I was on disability also because I was off for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
1 second.
But that was so long ago.
I understand. I'm going to ask for a rough estimate of when and if it's still open.
Oh.
File the
no, work. It's not open. The disability claim is no longer open. And it's funny you should ask because not too long ago I tried to call to see if I could reopen it, and they said that because I'm as old as I am, I can't do they wouldn't reopen it. It's no longer disability. I would have to retire.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
I'd have to put it in a retirement plan. So, no,
I'm sorry. So here's what I said. I said many years ago, filed a disability and workman's compensation claim due to a job-related injury. Both claims are now closed.
Yes.
Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right. Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then do you recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed you for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Oh, my gosh. What was his name? I think his name was Dr. Thomas Ewing.
Thomas Ewing. Is Ewing spelled like E-W?
I-N-G, yes.
Okay. And do you know what hospital that you got this diagnosis at? Was it at a hospital?
Yes. It was Highland Hospital.
Highland Hospital. He's an oncology specialist in Oakland. Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I found him. Okay, bear with me here. Okay, MD, oncology. And you were diagnosed at that hospital?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Highland Hospital. That's in Highland, California?
No, Oakland, California.
Oh, found it. Okay, Oakland, California. I'm sorry. Thank you. And I found their address, the location at 1411 East 31st Street in Oakland?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Highland Hospital. And the address was 1411. Sorry, I'm entering this information and the treatment address. And the phone number for the doctor, I'm going to use the hospital's phone number.
Okay.
Because I'm assuming...
I'm sorry, John. Do you know how much my lunch is going to be? Because I have a 2:30 appointment with a client.
Oh, gosh. I'm probably 10, 15 more minutes out.
Okay. I'll try to put them off.
Okay. Real quick. How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? I'm assuming it's negatively affected your physical health, emotional well-being, and financial security.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And are you aware that the hospital still has medical records on at their facility to confirm your diagnosis?
Oh, I would think so.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you recall when your treatment began for NHL, when they started treating you?
No, I don't. Not really.
Well, it would probably have been. It wouldn't
probably
have been
in 2000. I mean, I was diagnosed in October of 2015, so it was probably the next year when we started.
Oh no! You probably do you think you started treatment within a couple of days or a week from your diagnosis?
Well, yeah, like right away.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Yeah, and it went on, like right away because I mean, you're diagnosed with cancer, you don't put it off.
Okay, so we'll say since you got diagnosed on October 15th, we could say like 3 days later is when you started treatment. Would that be fair?
That's fair to say.
Okay, so 10, that's 2015, right? 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was your 9, 10, 15, 2015. We'll say 10, 18, 2015. Okay, and then we're getting close to wrapping up. How did they treat you? Did they do a stem cell transplant?
Well, they ran some tests on me, like a MRI, CAT scan, and then a biopsy report, and I tested. It came back positive for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Uh-huh.
The biopsy was done by them taking samples of tissue for a checkup from my lymph nodes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Janice, because I know your time is valuable, so I'll speed this up. We're talking about the treatment.
Okay.
So did they treat you with chemotherapy or immunotherapy?
Oh yeah. Okay. I was injected with chemotherapy and immunotherapy.
So, they probably did not do stem cell. That's like
No. I don't remember stem cell. No.
Do they treat you with radiation?
I was 6 cycles for injected chemotherapy.
So it's just chemotherapy. What about surgery?
Uh-huh.
Did they have to do surgery?
No.
Okay, good. Okay. And are you still living at that residence you use the product? Okay.
No.
What is your current address then?
631 Lincoln Avenue.
And that's
Alameda, California.
Okay.
94501.
Is that a house?
Yes.
Okay, 631 Lincoln Avenue, Alameda, California, 94501.
Yes.
Perfect. The law firm does request an emergency contact number and contact name and number just in case something happens. This ensures they can continue your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
No, it's my daughter.
Okay, and she lives elsewhere?
Oh, well, my youngest daughter lives with me. Do you want to use her?
I just need to know if the emergency contact lives with you or not.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, she does.
Or
okay.
I can give you another one of my other daughters.
Whoever's easier for you.
I think Simone, because Simone will answer the phone.
Does she live with you?
Yeah.
Okay. And S-I-M-O-N-E?
S-Y-M-O-N-E.
S-Y. Okay. S-Y-M-O-N-E.
Her last name, N-E. Mm-hmm. Her last name is Walters. W-A-L-T-E-R-S.
Thank
and
you.
And her phone number is 415-637-6834.
Okay, perfect. And this is your daughter? And
yes,
we have permission
daughter.
To contact her?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Real quick, I will be sending you a text message that has the link to the forms to sign. We'll be done once you finish signing. And then even though you and I are done after signing's done, don't forget that you'll have that case verification call from the law firm. It only takes a minute or two. It's much faster because they just want to hear that, yes, you were diagnosed with lymphoma, and yes, it's okay for them to submit your authorization for medical records.
Okay.
All right. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on October 15, 2015. You're filing a claim for yourself. You used it at home at 1670 Kirkwood Avenue, San Francisco. I've confirmed Janice Hill Bennett. That is your name on your government-issued ID. Although you may have dropped your and probably your medical records will probably show Janice Hill Bennett. Is that right?
Yes, they are.
Okay, okay, good. All right, and we've confirmed your social. We confirmed your date of birth. All right, okay, now I'll send you that text message. When we finish signing, we'll be done.
Okay.
Have you ever done electronic signing from your phone? Mm.
Not from my phone, but from my computer, yeah.
Okay.
It should be the same, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah, it's going to go to that email address you gave me.
Okay.
So you can use the email.
Oh.
Sign.
Wait,
and then,
it went to my email address? Hold on, let me get mine.
Or it'll actually go to your cell phone. It's going to go to your cell phone.
Oh, okay.
And copies were sent to your email address, too, though.
Oh, okay. Yes.
You'll hit the link. You'll agree to SMS messages. Then you'll have to put a check mark next to agree to electronic records and signature. Then you can use the yellow navigation buttons to do the signing.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably at that already. You are getting my text messages?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Okay, you're all done with signing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me take a look, make sure. Okay, so I don't have to text you an introduction because you already have a text message thread that says John Maurer has been the case intake specialist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to text you this. Be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker.
Okay.
That's a reminder that even though you and I are done, you have one more step, and that's to do the verification with the law firm. And then they'll let us know once that's done. They'll say, hey, okay, Janice, thank you for you've given us permission to submit that authorization, and that now we just got to wait for medical records to confirm the diagnosis and treatment and so forth. We're done.
Thank you
for letting me help you. I'm sorry about these unfortunate circumstances that bring us together, the fact that you used Roundup and were diagnosed with cancer, but I'm glad that you're one step closer to getting official legal representation to have justice for you in the form of compensation. So I thank you.
Thank you so much. All
you're
right.
welcome. You have a great day. Good luck on your next client, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye.